It's a residency at the House of M's.
This is Triple M Nights with Dave Gleeson.
We're going to hear from Axl Rose about songwriting and about how it comes about for him.
Sometimes when I'm trying to develop a song, I talk to a lot of people about emotions and things they're going through and this and that, trying to put my own head together on how I feel about something. So the product doesn't just come from me, it comes from a lot of people, everybody I talk to.
Hey, Gleeso, what happened in the early days of the Jets, mate? Was it a whole band sort of that everyone was involved with, or were you the main songwriter?
It was right from the very beginning. It came from different areas. Some songs were written specifically in totality by one person. Better, for instance, was written by Grant Walmsley. Needle to the Red was written by Paul Wazin. And then a bunch of collaborations. Come On, I wrote with Richie Lara, I think. Stop the World, maybe with Paul. So it all comes from different areas. But as Axl was saying, it's a lot of the time when you're writing a song, you're getting your head around a concept as well. And it's not until you finally get it down on the paper or get it down recorded that you think, okay, well, there's a resolution to the the thoughts that I had, and here they all are much clearer.
And Gleeso, I don't want to get too deep into it, but from a monetary sort of thing, does it matter, or do you just split it all straight down the guts and go, hey, you know, this is, I know I've written it, but everyone has had their part in this?
What, are you trying to make me angry or something, Tomo, are you? No, everyone gets, the lion's share goes to the songwriter, and that's just the way it is, and so it should be.